the call came in light of all that has happened over the last week or so. And it is, for me, a very pertinent question. The listener asked, what is the dark web? And then we noticed that calls have been coming in from people who are now working remotely through the PC or laptop, and they want to know if they are more vulnerable to a so-called cyber attack, which I'm told occur every 30 seconds. Yes, an attempt is made to attack a computer system every 30 seconds on this wonderful planet of ours. So then, we said, let's speak to the experts, and let's find out if we can answer some of your queries with the help of Graham Mulhern, who is the chief executive of Be Secure Online. Thank you, Graham, for taking the call. I was reading all about you yesterday. I hope you don't mind me saying you're now a veteran of the IT sector. So in the simplest way possible, can you give me your interpretation of what happened to the HSE computer system on this very day last week?
What happened? Anyway, good morning and thanks for having me on. What happened is that this wasn't a spray gun attack. This was a target attack, which is where somebody, and they have a fair idea now, but I'm not going to say on air, they have a fair idea who was involved, where they're from, and the Gardaí are working with, and so are the Defence Forces working with authorities in that country to try and bring these people to justice. But as you said earlier, time for retribution is later. We need to fix everything first. But it looks like it was a targeted attack, and possibly with internal assistance, whether or not it was voluntary or coerced, within staff, within the HSE, and effectively some ransomware. And the key word there is ransom and money. And the state decided not to pay. And nobody should pay anything when you get a Bitcoin ransom attack. And the state and the HSE, the health boards or whatever we call them, they're just following what is standard practice now. There is no guarantee when you pay over the Bitcoin or the dollars or whatever you use to pay these guys that they will actually be able to fix what they unfixed or deliberately broke. So that's why this hardline attitude has been taken.
I was just going to ask you the question, is this a case of really impressive IT work, albeit a criminal act, or has a weakness? Now, I don't want to start the post-mortem, but based on what you see from the outside looking in and giving your experience and expertise in this area, has a weakness in the system being exposed, or even if you have a Rolls-Royce system, can it be penetrated?
Oh, absolutely anything can be penetrated. And I think one of the things the Gardaí will be looking into is how they got somebody to actually cooperate, or several people. But it is almost impossible to completely secure a large IT system. And Joe, these guys, the health boards and the HSE have been buying computer systems since the 1960s. There are so many of them. And integrating them is nearly impossible, and anyone who goes to hospital knows how many there are. But it's very, very difficult to secure all of the systems, and with the stress and password swapping and leaving systems open and helping each other to complete the work, it's quite an open system in reality. And that's what's being taken advantage of here.
All right, let's move away from the HSE for a moment, and let's go.
Sure.
I'm here broadcasting from home. I have in front of me a laptop. Everything that keeps me alive from a broadcasting point of view, I'm staring at it right now as I speak to you. And of course,
yes,
the obvious question that people are asking, I mentioned it in my introduction, just how vulnerable am I right now? Just how vulnerable are people listening this morning, working from home remotely? How vulnerable are they to an attack like this?
Very. And I know people out there think, oh God, the IT industry, they oversell everything, they overstress everything, and just to make more sales and sign more accounts and this, that and the other. Last week I was on air with several different radio stations in the UK and Ireland, and all of them were talking about Instagram hacks on small Irish and UK businesses operating off an Instagram or a Facebook attack for small businesses, you know, what they call in America mom and pop businesses. And, you know, the hacking Instagram accounts and asking them to pay over, or they will sell all of the information. This sort of thing doesn't just happen at the HSE level. It happens every day, and the people get breached, and then they get a demand with a countdown. You have an hour to pay. You have half an hour to pay. Call our service lines and pay. Otherwise, we will release. So it is. With easy access to all of the information, people really need to sit down and consider a couple of things. Do I have a backup? Get more than one backup. And should I, because you should, buy some security software? We must consider, we have a phone that connects us to the world, and that means that the world is connected to us. And very important message here, Joe, and I'm sure you'll knock it out again during the week, is Samsung and Apple are not responsible for your personal security. That's your job. And they don't do a great job of it. And Apple rides a sort of falsehood that they have the iPhone is completely secure. Nothing can get in. So word of warning to everybody, think about how many backups you have. Put them in, even to secure your family photographs, and buy some security software, which shouldn't cost you more than 60, 70 quid for the year, if not less.
You see, the problem is, and people know, I just about know how to switch this goddamn thing on and switch it off.
Yeah.
That's me, Graham. And the thing is that people say the computer, and I always say email, computers, definitely one of the greatest inventions known to man. But when
Absolutely.
It comes to protecting them, and when it comes to using them properly, for some, it can be quite a cumbersome experience. You know, for example, I'm talking about passwords and changing your passwords and using passwords properly. And we're very lazy, aren't we, when it comes to things like that?
Oh, we are fierce lazy. And, you know, I'd not thought of bringing that one up. But, I mean, Joe, let's be practical about a couple of these things. You know, Liverpool FC 123 or Liverpool FC underscore Kenny or Sane or Salah is not a password. That is an invitation to be robbed. QWERTY 123456. And do you know 123456 is something like 1.5% of all the world's passwords? You know, that means if somebody robs your Gmail account, like your joe@show@gmail.com, and they, you know, they have a 1 in 100 chance, and they have machines to do this. So people do need to think, and there's loads of advice on computers and around on the internet how to set up a proper password. And it's quite easy to set up one that you can remember, but that is quite sophisticated. Don't forget, these guys, if they can't get in, they're going to move on to the next guy. They're not going to spend all day, but if you make it easy for them, they will get into your email or whatever. But passwords are incredibly important, but quite simple to actually fix the problem.
Yeah. Don't use the obvious pattern when it comes to a password. You mentioned
Absolutely.
The country that is suspected of facilitating, we'll say no more, in relation to this latest attack. And we saw those pictures on the news, and I have this vision in my head of some young nerd. I use that now, not in an offensive way. I don't want to offend people.
Well, no, do use it in an offensive way. I'm quite happy that you do.
Buried deep in a dark dungeon, and his or her sole task is to go through millions of different password examples. And as you said, even if they only get 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 or 1 out of 100, they're doing quite well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and that's how your Instagram business suddenly got hit. You're operating at home with 30,000 followers, and the next email you receive in is, "Hiya, Mary. Listen, I'm inside your Instagram account," and that's all because Mary had Mary at underscore 123456 as her password. And that took no effort whatsoever to get into. Just one little impression to correct for your audience. This is a lot more. This is a lot more out front than a young fella or whatever, some miscreant downstairs in a dungeon. These guys, many of them operate out of smart office buildings that are quite well lit, and they recruit people openly, and they're quite upfront about what they do. They just do it in countries where it's possible to do it, and indeed there's some government support for their activity.
Right. Just before I let you go, two things. We've talked about the vulnerabilities that we're all exposed to now because more and more of us are working remotely. We're hearing a lot, Graham, about personal data appearing online, appearing on the dark web. What would you say to people who are hearing those reports this morning?
The dark web, just by reference, it sounds a lot. It is a problem, but I really wouldn't worry about it. That is a dark, dark dungeon. And I mean, I know there are there is personal data, medical and other financial data, and all sorts of private data, much more important than your money, floating around on the internet. But there's a very slim chance that it'll be actually used against you. If you want your audience to take practical steps, maybe consider, first off, the backups. Have I got a backup? Do something about that today, or make a promise that by the end of May you'll have done it. Because why lose 2 decades worth of photographs that you haven't backed up? Do something about passwords and maybe consider some security software. And with that, you will have cut down your chance of exposure to this kind of problem or being threatened or ransomed for money by about 85-90%.
Just, and by the way, someone said to me last night, even though maybe you changed your passwords yesterday morning, as a result of you listening to this broadcast today, change them again today, all right? And that's it then, leave them for a while. But we need to be vigilant. I think that's the message coming through. And don't be saying to yourself, that'll never happen to me. I'm like Joe sitting at home with just a little laptop or a phone or whatever. I know someone very closely who recently lost completely their Instagram account. It just completely disappeared. And I'm not going to mention
any
names.
That's commonplace now. That's not irregular.
And this person needs their Instagram account because of the business that they're in. And it turned that person's world upside down. I'm not saying that she was responsible or anything like that, but I'm just saying that it again, we need to be vigilant. Graham, I have to leave it at that. Thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate it. That's Graham Mulhern from Be Secure Online. 087 1200 900 is our text line number. Back in a moment.